We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Rain Report for the week of February 19, 2005. I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP. If you missed Warren Ellie, W1GUD's talk about the fun you can have above 30 MHz, his presentation is on rainreport.com until we post the new Rain Report next weekend. Now to this week's program. If you're a regular listener to Rain Report, you'll remember an interview Rain founder, producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, conducted with Rory Norton, ZS2BL, in South Africa. That was our first interview recorded using Voice over Internet Protocol technology. It's not a new technology, according to James Milner, WB2REM.
I was involved with remote control linking going back to 1986. Where I published an article called A Missing Link. And it was really a VHF to HF operation. And in 1996, I wrote an article in QSD called A New Band for Your Radio, which is the first time that QSD had taken the risk to involve VOIP operation in ham radio. And I do thank QSD for that, because generally QSD has been somewhat conservative in embracing new modes. And in this case, QSD or ARRL did take the first step to publish that. And in essence, started the new wave. And in amateur radio, as we see it. The early days of internet linking were sort of like the frontier. Some of you people that used to operate it, when it was part of Vocaltech's iPhone program, we had conference rooms that were basically open to anyone. You had the WB2REM conference room. Did you have one? Terry had one, G4CDY conference room. And we just had people pop in there. Our first design of interfaces involved using a Vox circuitry from Radio Shack. Basically, when the audio came on, it put the transmitter on and threw a relay and brought it back on, and that was our system. My radio club back then was a little bit reluctant to let me put it on their repeater, and it was on for a few months until somebody came up and started talking over their net. They told me to take it off immediately, and that they told me I was the ruination of ham radio, and that this was going to kill ham radio, and that I was no longer welcome. And in some ways, I look back, they were right, but that's what we had to deal with. I think it was a good thing. From that point on, N9YNQ, Mark, who's a friend of mine, contributed to this article I wrote in 1996, devised a system called repeater linking. And repeater linking basically used a validation system. When you enrolled in the program, you took your call and it took it back to one of the databases, validated you, and it was the first validation system so that we could protect from non-amateurs getting into the repeaters, which was a main concern of the repeater operators. So he validated individuals as well. Both individuals, I think it was just individuals and not repeaters, but the individual, there was no dash R, dash L at that time in his system. But Mark's program relied on iPhone backbone. I'm not sure the exact date it happened, but somewhere along the line in the mid-90s, Vocaltech either got out of iPhone, I think they were getting some illicit activity or something going on in there, and they pulled the plug on the servers, which also pulled the plug on repeater linking and the initial approaches that we had to internet phone. And that left somewhat of a void. It still ran for a period of time that gave us a period of time to make some transition. At the same time that this was happening, Dave Cameron was working in the background. He realized that there were security issues and there were issues involving Windows operation. He found some solutions to the problem. I just want to convey one story, my own story, and I think all of you have stories out there about echolink. And just in our short conversation the other night, it was coincidental on how all of us had some commonality and some relationship to what has happened over echolink, IRLP, and all the other modes. All it did was really facilitate our ability to communicate with each other. Packet radio was that way. That involved other transmissions. It could have been satellite. It could have been computers, whatever it was at the time. I know some people have some strong feelings about it, but what we really concern ourselves about is communications with each other. And I know some of you in this room probably have met other people that you've become very fond of. You communicate regularly, you've met, you've seen, that sort of thing. I think that's the main purpose of this. It extends our range of operation, allows us to communicate, allows people that are in areas. I've heard more and more people say, you know what, I was out of ham radio for years, and this brought me back, and that's what I'm hearing. I'm not hearing, this chased me away from ham radio. This brought me back to ham radio. When you have something new, people get fearful of it. But I think we're over the fearful stage, and now we just have to move on and use both systems. That's what I see.
You're listening to RainReport.com, the only authorized internet source for Rain audio.
About a year ago, there was a K2W station, I'm not going to give his last letter, that I made a posting before my last published article in QST in 2002, I think. He said that this is not ham radio. This is, you know, this is, I don't know if anybody read that posting in QRZ. About 6 months later, I was on my repeater monitoring, and sure enough, what would I hear coming through the Echolink is K2W calling a 3 in Yardley, Pennsylvania, near me. And I listened, and I said, oh, my God, this is the guy that just bashed us on QRZ. So after he got done calling, I said, you know, K2W, what are you doing? He said, I'm 75 meters is down, and I can't get this guy in Yardley, so I'm calling him here on Echolink. I said, gotcha. It's important to respect all systems that we have on VOIP, and I don't believe there's one system better than another system. I think they all serve a purpose. I know there's been talk on news groups, and I think it's sort of inappropriate. I think these guys have put out a lot of their time and effort and unbelievable ability to give us a service that's been great for all of us. After Dave came out with IRLP, Graham Barnes, M0CSH in London, developed a program called iLink. There was a little bit of a backlash where people wanted to use Windows-based computers, like they were doing with repeater linking or iPhone, to have a PC-based way of getting into the system. So Graham Barnes developed iLink. Now, iLink was a system similar in some ways. I remember going on iLink when it first came out, and there were only five people listed. And we were having a discussion, you know, like, when do you think we're going to have 30 people on here? As it started growing, it seemed to multiply. It was 30, then 60, then 120, you know, whatever it was. It started growing. And I said to Graham, you know, Graham, this list is random. There was no way to manage the list. That was a real problem with it. So you had to search. There were some search functions, I think, eventually in some of his products. But Graham was really not a communicator. And he would not communicate back with people, and people had suggestions, and we did develop a validation system in iLink, and people would send in their call to, if it wasn't listed in one of the call book lookups or something like that, they'd send it to him because he was the only one that was validating people. It would take months for him to respond. He was the only one that was producing iLink boards. He went out to his garage and he had a milling machine, and he would mill his own boards. He would send it over here by ship, I don't know why, and it would take months to get here. And in one case, in my area, which is in the Trenton, New Jersey area, there's a post office in Hamilton, New Jersey, and one of the guys ordered a board. Well, this happened to be in August or July or something like that, and that's when this particular facility got the anthrax, and Graham's board got contaminated with the anthrax, something or another, and it eventually ended up there in a plastic bag at the guy's house about 5 months later. You know, when they went through that post office, they irradiated, they did whatever. A friend of mine, IWHJP, Paulo, I don't know if you know him from Italy, had said, you know, unless you start doing something or somebody starts making boards, this whole thing's going to die. And at that point is when I became involved with Terry, G4CDY, facilitating the system and getting it going. Also VA3TO, Hugh, became involved at that point too.
You've just heard an excerpt from a 2004 Dayton Hamvention talk by James Milner, WB2REM. A pioneer of sorts in the use of voice-over internet protocol technology over amateur radio. Next time, we'll delve into the evolution of a very popular program called Echolink. The Rain Report is copyright 2005. Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP.